Blackstone presents The Treasure of the Lake by H. Rider Haggard. This book is read by Anthony Ferguson. Preface by Alan Quatermain. I cannot remember that anywhere in this book I have stated what it was that first gave me the idea of attempting to visit Moon, the Holy Lake, and the Dabanda who live upon, or, to be precise, at some distance from its shores. Therefore I will do so now. There is a certain monastery in Natal where I have been made welcome from time to time, among whose brethren was a very learned monk, now gone down, as the Zulus say, who, although our faiths were different, honoured me with his confidence upon many matters, and I think I may add with his friendship. Brother Ambrose, as he was called in religion, what his real name may have been I do not know, a Swede by birth, would have been an archaeologist, also an anthropologist, pure and simple, had he not chanced to be a saint. As it was, he managed to combine much knowledge of these sciences with his noted and singular holiness. For example, he was the greatest authority upon Bushman's paintings that I have ever met, and knew more of the history, religions, customs, and habits of the inhabitants of southern, eastern, and south-central Africa well than I did myself. Thus it came about, our tastes being so similar on these and other subjects, that when we could not meet and talk, often we corresponded. One of his learned letters, which I still preserve, was written to me many years ago from Mozambique, whither he had gone upon a journey connected with the missionary enterprises of his order. From it, for the sake of accuracy, I will quote some passages. Brother Ambrose says, "In this island I have come into touch with a man, a rescued slave whom it was my privilege to baptize and to attend through his last illness, during which he made many confidences to me. Peter, as he was called because he was received into the church upon the feast day of that saint, was a man of unusual appearance. His general cast of countenance and physique were Arab, and his native language was a somewhat archaic dialect of Arabic. His eyes, however, were large and round, almost owl-like. Indeed, by the way, he had a singular faculty of seeing in the dark, and his handsome features were remarkable for a melancholy, which I think must have been inherited and not due to his experiences of life. He told me that he belonged to a small tribe dwelling in the neighbourhood of mountains called Ruga, far beyond a great lake. I am not sure what lake. Which mountains, I gathered, are not far distant from some..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?